We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA.
And welcome to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. We have a full studio again today.
We do. I love it when people come into the studio, and I love it when we have some of our favorite colleagues. And I love working with you, Jay. You know that.
I know you do. I know.
But I'm cheating on you because I'm working with others as well.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I am.
Well, now you tell me.
I know.
How long has it been? 5 years?
I had to tell you. I'm going to introduce you to them anyway. Yes, we do a thing with special transportation. People might call us and say, hey, we want the trolley to come out and do something, or we're going to do a big benefit, like a lot of times, like Wreaths Across America, and we've had that with the veterans. Well, I have to call on two people here that always make it happen, and that is Kevin Galloway and Michelle Ruffin, and they're in the studio today, so thank you for being here, you guys.
Yay!
In person.
All right.
It's their first time doing this, a little bit nervous, but they're great. They're funny. You know, actually, I apologize, because you should be on TV. You're so darn cute. I know I call you Janet Jackson all the time.
No, Kevin does look like Janet.
Doesn't
Jackson.
She?
You're right. Yeah.
And Kevin, don't you think you're lucky because she has like a different hairdo and different outfit every day, doesn't she?
Every day.
Have you ever seen her in the same outfit twice?
A couple times.
Oh no, you're gonna have to fix that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I have.
Not very often though.
Seriously, I don't think I have seen you in the same. Yeah. You must have a huge closet.
I do not.
Really?
No.
You just didn't mix things up, maybe?
She mixes and matches.
I actually started downsizing. I'm getting rid of everything.
Can I have it?
It'll be too big for you.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I've been gaining some weight. I don't know.
Well, I have to thank both of you guys because you're always this pleasant. Even when there's like a very serious issue or we have to have like people hurried up right away, you guys are still pleasant and you get the job done. And you always come with me when we're trying to meet with others that have to have the special transportation and you make them happy about it. You make them feel secure and confident. We're doing it's coming up. We're going to have them on the podcast too. It's going to be a free dental day.
Ooh.
And MTA is going to take people back and forth. If they had extractions, maybe they can't get home, they're going to take them home as well. And you guys made that happen. So thank you for all you do.
Yes.
And Kevin, how long have you been with MTA?
It's going on 13 years now.
Yay,
really?
Good.
Hey, that's great.
Very good.
So where did you start when you first came here?
Ooh. So I started out as an operator. So I came in as a driver.
And, the big buses or the cars?
Yes,
okay.
Big buses. And spent 3 years in the driver's seat.
So you know exactly how to train them, what they have to do, and you know that's why you can understand them so well.
Yes.
So where'd you go after that, after the driver?
3 years as an operator. And then I applied to become a trainer.
Oh, yeah.
So I spent about a year in training. So I had the opportunity to take the people that came in, the new people, and train them on... Well, just about everything, because as a trainer, you get a chance to take care of the operators that came in and then, you know, maintenance and management even. And so I had the opportunity to do that, and that was a great time.
So did you go from training to the job you have now then?
I did. I went from the job that I had in training to the job that Michelle has.
Okay, Michelle, what is your job now that you're doing?
I am the Peak Regional Supervisor.
Yay!
And Kevin, what's your title?
I'm the manager of fixed route operations.
Okay, so you guys work together like hand in hand. It's like a work marriage pretty much because you have to do everything together and work on things. Well, how long have you guys been doing that position together?
Just a little over a year. Yep.
So I've been in my position now a year and 8 months.
Okay, wow, it seems like you've been there for a lot longer than that because it's called fixed route. And with fixed route, that's the big buses.
Right.
And you also take care of the regional too, don't you? The big buses that go down there.
Right.
And the trolleys, that's a lot.
So I did Michelle's job for 6 years.
Okay.
A total of 6 years under Derek Williams.
I know Derek very well, yes. And so Michelle, where did you start?
I started in dispatch.
Oh, okay. That's an important job, too. I don't think people realize how much goes into getting a ride to the doctor or getting a ride to the grocery store. I mean, there's dispatch. There's the scheduling. There's the driving. There's the training. There's so much that goes into it. So how long were you a dispatcher?
I was a dispatcher for 5 years.
And was that in fixed route with the big bus or is it your ride or rides to wellness?
Fixed route, big buses.
The big buses. Okay.
Yeah. And Peak. Peak, which is our school service.
Now tell us about that. What are the hours of the Peak services?
So it's set up as a split shift. So we take the kids to school, starts about 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
We take them to school and then we come back at about 2:30, we go back to the school and take them home.
Wow. And that's why when people ask, do you use special transportation? We have to say, well, all those buses are busy during those peak hours because we're taking kids back and forth.
Yes.
And how many kids or how many people can fit on a big bus?
About 45.
Okay, I get to ask that all the time. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so that's a lot. I mean, sometimes you have to take 2 and 3 buses. And something that I also learned about recently, and I was telling Jay, is that we are the first responders. When something happens, 911 calls you and says, can you help us? When we had that house that exploded, you sent buses over there, like warming buses to get people off the streets and take them out of danger.
Yes.
You guys, are your phones must be on all the time, aren't they, 24/7?
Yes. Yes.
So,
yeah. Often people ask me, so do you work weekends? And I say, it depends on what's happening.
Yeah, you work 24/7 pretty much, I know. And I really appreciate the fact that whenever I have a special transportation request, you always allow me to give them your personal cell phone number, which I think is huge, that makes them feel secure too. And at least it's directly right to you. So if there's ever a cost, maybe they're running late or something, you're right on top of things. Yeah. And I know when I give it to you guys, it gets done. It gets done official and just professionally. So I want to thank you personally both is why I invited you in here.
It is our pleasure.
Yeah. How many employees do you think work under you that you have to take care of and manage?
There's a total of probably just right around 125, 130 employees.
Yeah. And how many buses do you guys have? How many big buses are out there?
Well, at one time, we're looking probably at about
60 buses.
No, I would say during the peak time, probably about 75, 76 buses.
On the road at one time.
Yes.
Wow.
That's our peak time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize there was even that many buses out there. Oh, that's incredible. I know people will say, well, I saw the buses and they were empty. It's like, that's because they may be coming back on the last route, right?
Right.
You take people. You're not going to take a bus out there for one person all day long. Right. But they think you do sometimes. That's all they see. It's like, no. There's a lot of transportation going on. So you have a lot of people that take the bus to work too, right?
Oh, yeah. That's our regional service that we have. We have it in Howe, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have it in Brighton.
Yeah.
And we service hundreds.
Well, somebody said it was 10,000 rides per week that's going back and forth. Does that sound about right? Kevin's yep,
that's about right. He's nodding his head. He goes, yep. You know, everybody can hear that nod, right?
Because, I mean, it goes back and forth every half hour, right? I mean, it's constantly.
That's our line haul service. But for our regional services, it goes every 4 hours. We have a bus out there.
If I want to go to the Great Lakes Crossing, I can go for $3. Yep. And I thought that was every hour.
Oh, yeah. That one is every hour.
You left
them
out.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour, right? Like, I might leave at noon and I can pick it up at 12:30 there. I mean, is that the.
So, what you've got a Great Lakes leaving downtown on the half, on the bottom of the hour, every hour.
Okay.
And also leaving from Great Lakes.
From what time to what time? Like from like 5 in the morning till 9 at night or what's the hours?
So those that bus is running. The first one out is about 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And it runs to about
12:30
at night.
That late? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, wow.
Yep.
Really?
Constantly.
I was talking to some girlfriends, and they said it would be a great way to go shopping for Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
I talked to the Flint and Genesee, the Grand Blanc Chamber, and they're like, we should do like a chamber event and go down that way.
And it's only $3.
I know. That's less than a gallon of gas.
You don't have to worry about parking.
I know. And finally, where did I park my car? You know where you're going to be. Yes.
And it's a great time on the bus. You know, you have the big traveled bus, the MCIs. And it's
And how many fit on that bus?
55
on that one? Okay.
55-seater.
That's a very comfortable bus because I know you guys took a lot of the buses during the CRIM. I don't know. How many buses do you provide for the CRIM day?
Boy, we've got everything out there.
The whole fleet, and how many is that?
Boy, we probably have. So this is our fixed route buses that we have out there. So we probably got about 30 buses.
And it's needed too because I know all those cars are parked over there. Have you done that, Jay? Is the corner of South Saginaw and Hemp Hill?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I've rode the MTA buses when we did the CRIM a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's the only way I will go downtown to do the CRIM. I don't want to find parking. I don't want to have
it's
to.
So easy.
Yes.
So easy.
There's nightmares trying to find parking, and that was great. The bus picks you right up the parking lot. It's comfortable. They take you right downtown and bring you back. That's the only way I'll do it.
Yes.
I know. They asked Mike and I to host it 1 year. I thought, we try to drive down. I thought, never again am I going to do that because all the roads are blocked off. We had to walk forever. It's like, nope. But that bus gets you right down in front of everything.
Right down in the heart of Flint.
Yeah. Yep. And it was really, I felt safe. It was comfortable. I met people on board because, you know, of course, you have your little signs on it. Tells you how old you are, too, on there, darn it. Gives your age and how old you are. I know. Yeah. So they felt bad for me. They didn't help me. But that was fun. I went to, and by the way, doing the crim, we just had an interview, Jay and I, with the Blue Line Donuts. They're going to be giving out little donut holes right there in the Blue Line. So
that alone is worth it because of the donuts.
That's right.
Donuts make the donuts. Well, are you guys hiring drivers right now or not?
Always.
Absolutely.
Always?
Okay. Now, if they wanted to work here, how do they get a hold of you to online? MTAFlint.org. Yep. Under riders, or under of jobs. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you'll see it's going to be internal or external. So something else we're hiring for too, and if you guys know, if you know of anybody out there, the garden, you know, the garden throughout the summer. So if you have kids, yeah, grandkids, you know, maybe somebody who's in college.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know we all have people that we know like that, neighbors. Absolutely. And they get paid pretty well and they learn how to garden. And then the beautiful garden you can see when you come in, it's a win-win. Yes. So do you have children?
I do. I have two children, a son and a daughter.
How old are they?
25 and 30. And then I also have 5 bonus children.
Oh, you
all
do?
Right.
I do.
Did you just kidnap them or what? Did you?
They're through my husband.
I'm teasing. She just picked them up. No,
didn't. Yeah. And so I have 12 grandchildren.
Oh, my land. Your house must be busy on Christmas.
It's busy all the time.
Yeah. I bet you're a good cook too, aren't you?
Sort of.
Okay. Yes, I can come over. All right. Yeah. No, Kevin, I know you have a son named Kevin Galloway because I was at a big fundraiser and somebody won a diamond necklace. It's Kevin Galloway. I said, I know him. I work with him. This big, buff young kid came up. I thought, that's not Kevin Galloway. I said, yes, it is. I said, well, that's not Kevin Galloway. I know, but yeah, he's a good looking kid. My gosh, like a bodybuilder, isn't he?
He's got quite the workout. No doubt.
My goodness. Yeah, this guy was like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I pick things up, I put them down. So how many of the children do you have besides the son?
Just two, him and a younger brother. And so he's 38, and his younger brother is 33.
You do not look old enough to have 30-year-old kids.
No way. Yeah.
I am shocked. Really?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I love that. Wow. You guys look fantastic. You would never guess that.
Thank you.
And I know you're both really good family people. I know you love your how long are you and your mother? You and your wife been married?
Oh, 36 years.
All right.
That's
been
a long
together
time.
A total of 40 years.
Yeah. And so, really?
Same thing for my wife and I. We'll be 37 this year. 37
years. Guys.
We laugh a lot about it. My wife and I have been together longer than we've been apart.
Yep.
So,
same thing here. Yep. Yeah. I can totally relate.
Yeah, we.
That's what everybody aspires to have right there.
High school sweethearts.
So are we.
We've grown up together and we've. It's been amazing.
Oh, that is so sweet. Really, well, you're both lucky to have each other for sure. Yep. Is she working outside the house?
Yes. Yes.
What
she
does she
is.
Do?
So she sells real estate.
Oh, okay.
Which is one of the things that she does, and now she's also a banker. So
wow,
she wants
busy.
To get out of the banking business and just do real estate. And so,
well, real estate's pretty big right now.
Oh,
I know
yeah,
my co-host from the radio station does in real estate. He and his wife both, and they're both making some good money. So good for her.
Yep. So she wants to get into that 100%. So we're
good
working towards that.
And how long have you been married?
I've been married for 8 years.
Yay.
Coming up on 9.
Oh,
good.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. How'd you meet him?
Thank you. In a parking lot.
What? You did pick people up. See, she's got those kids. Well, we're in the transportation business, you know, so he just drives around and picks people up.
I was on my way going camping, and he drove up. We knew someone. We had someone in common that we knew.
Well, that's good,
And they said, hey, she's at the gas station right now, but she's heading out to go camping. You can go up there and meet her.
So he came just to meet you specifically? Did you invite him camping after that or not? Did you really? Did you know he was coming to meet you or was it a surprise?
Yeah, no, they told me. Yeah, they told me. That's how they knew where I was.
Wow. So it just your friends just hooked you guys up and thought we think you'd like each other. Wow. You're smiling. It must have worked out well. Oh, that's great. I have to take up camping. I can hang out in some parking lot and see what happens. I'm in. You guys are so much fun. You laugh at all my stuff, and I love you for that. Thank you. You make it fun. So, okay, now how many employees? About 160, but you're hiring some more. How many more could you hire? any limit?
So, you know, when you take a look at that, it's right around 125, 130, and that's got, you know, you've got some of the substitute drivers that,
sure.
that do a little work for us. I think, you know, with that, we still have probably 6 or 7 open runs.
Yeah, we've got four open runs right
okay,
now.
Okay, now people are listening and thinking, what's an open run? Can you explain what that is, please?
A route that we don't have an assigned driver to,
okay,
operator to.
You need those routes picked up.
Yes. Right.
So if they're listening, it's mtaflint.org, and I'll tell you, it pays really well.
Yes, it does. Yes.
That's over $20 an hour, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you get your birthday.
Yeah, so you're looking at so we bring them in, and they become a part-time operator. That's our peak service operator, where we take care of our kiddos
yeah.
that go back and forth to school.
Sure.
And, you know, you're basically set up to be promoted to a full-time operator. Now, I know that our full-time operators, I can speak right to this, they're making $24 and change.
That's
for that.
Nice.
And it's only within a month or two that it takes to get to that point.
A month or two?
Well, I'm stretching it out a little bit. Often it's a little faster than that.
Yeah, and they get training too. You train them on the job training.
On the job training.
And they get paid while you're training them too.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Amazing.
It's a great career. It's a great career opportunity.
Everyone seems happy over there.
And boy.
He's nodding his head, by the way.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners out there, he's nodding
his head. He didn't pass out. He's still with us. Yeah.
You know, right from the very beginning, you know, coming in, this opportunity has been so great for me.
Oh.
As I said, I came in as an operator and began to drive.
Look where
you
are
today.
Spent
3 years doing it. You know, spent a year in training, which was just a valuable experience doing that. And then went into operations. And so what we have to offer is it's just such a great opportunity for anybody that's looking for a real career here. And so, boy, it's just bigger than what we have to offer as far as even the dollar amount that's offered for, you know, the drivers
mm-hmm.
because of the career opportunity.
Yep.
And so
they have all the holidays paid off. They have
absolutely.
Their birthday paid off.
And so,
and then you're servicing the community.
You are, I know.
And we haven't even begun to talk about that.
I know. Well, I mentioned the Reads Across America. You have, I don't know how many buses do you have for that? At least 6 to 8 buses out there.
Oh, goodness. We did, I think 12 this last time.
Yes.
And you just continuously take them from the Genesis parking lot over to the Great Lakes Crossing Cemetery.
It is awesome.
And there's thousands of people.
And the people that you get to meet and service the community in the process of doing it. It's just.
That takes a lot of organization, awesome. Though. And you guys were right there at every meeting. You made it happen, and you made sure the circle thing did not get, you know, bogged up in there, that you made sure that people got through. And all those wreaths on the cemetery plots were just
beautiful.
Heartwarming for sure.
Such a great time. The operators love doing it. We love doing it. Great service to the community. You just can't beat it.
And we do that as a free service for the veterans in the community. People don't realize what all we do. And with the 911, that's all free too. We send buses out there to help.
Right.
And during COVID, we made all the rides free to make sure people could get to their shots or to the grocery store, to church. I'm proud of us, aren't you?
Oh,
I
am.
I know.
Okay, everybody, pat everybody on the back.
There you go, reach to the right, reach to the left, pat yourself.
But I'm serious. It's a job that we all love to do, and we make a difference.
Yeah.
Not all jobs have that. You know, we really like to do that. And we give the veterans free rides. You know, that's special, too. And that's in a car. I'll go right to their home within 30 minutes and pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And take them anything, health and wellness, the grocery store, the pharmacy, can you imagine waking up with an abscess tooth? And anybody can actually call Rides to Wellness. If they have an abscess tooth and you can't find somebody to take you to the doctor, within 30 minutes, Rides to Wellness will pick you up at your home in a car and take you to the doctors or the dentist or the grocery store and get you home. So that's just nice.
Great service.
That is.
Great
I know.
Service.
Yep. We are all so lucky to have that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I know. So tell us something else you guys do that you're like proud of. I know that free dental day, that's going to be huge too. Helping people get back and forth to get their dental work done. So much is needed. There's so many people who don't have any dental insurance. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I can't wait to see how that whole thing is going to work together. Because how many doctors are they going to have there?
Oh, my gosh. There's, I think, 160 chairs, they said, for people. That's just going to be constant for 2 days, 2 full days. We're going to have them on a podcast, too, talking about all that.
That'll be fantastic.
That's exciting.
I know. But you guys are going to have anybody that day gets to ride for free down to the Dort Center to get their Dort Federal, I think it's called.
Yeah, Dort Federal.
Used to be the IMA. You know where that is. On the
right.
It's
right.
been called so many things.
That's what I remember.
Right. I know. I know. Yeah. Do you ever go to concerts down there?
I did.
I know. Me too. Me too. Yeah. And then there was ice skating. Yes. Yes. Yep, yes. All that. Yeah, that's Flint. Things have changed, but yep, still goes on. Yep. So is there anything else you guys want to add? I know you're busy, you have to get back to work, but is there anything else you want to talk about or add that you guys have seen or done? Or
no, you mentioned when we first began how sometimes things can get hectic.
Yes.
Want to speak to that right quick, Michelle? No.
Well, I'm surprised that you guys like it when it's hectic.
Well, yeah, so that's...
Oh, we do like that. So,
see?
I'm so sorry.
You thought he was going to make you talk about something else, but no. When there's things, and things do get hectic, like all these rides have to come together at one time,
yes.
And but you enjoy that.
We absolutely enjoy it. When things get hectic, we get on top of our game quick. It is so much fun.
Tell us about something that has been hectic that you remember last. That was like, oh my gosh, it was just so hectic, but we did it. Do you remember?
You had one, Kevin. I think one of the specials.
Special transportation?
No, one of the specials. Somebody didn't show up or something, or we didn't, but we end up getting it all taken care of in the end.
Well,
I don't remember which one it was.
There's been a number of things where you come in and you know, you get a call or something happens and all of a sudden there's a bus that's not where it should be.
Maybe wrong directions or you don't know.
Or, you know, it just didn't happen.
Or somebody called in sick or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you step into the dispatch area and you begin to take a look at what's what, and you find out that maybe it wasn't scheduled or it was scheduled and we didn't get the person out or something went wrong. And all of a sudden you...
On top of it.
You just spring into gear.
Yeah.
And so you begin to take a look and figure out what you've got. So what do we have? We got a person on standby. We don't. Let's get somebody. Let's make this call. And you'll find that for some strange reason, Michelle and I, we really...
work well with that, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yes.
We do.
And, you know, when we find that in the midst of it, we just jump into gear and enjoy making it happen, you know, finding the person and pushing dispatch to work a little bit harder. Let's find this person. Let's get a bus. We'll run out and grab the bus ourselves and make sure that
I'm
the bus
sure
is
you do. I can
ready
see that.
To go, that. And, you know, bring it around and what have you, or even drive the bus somewhere to get the
where
person picked
be.
Up. Let's go.
I've seen it. I witnessed it. I believe it. I know. I'll get a phone call and my adrenaline goes like, oh my God, was it my fault? Did I lose the paperwork? I start to sweat going, oh my God. And so I always call you and he's like, got this. I got it. No problems. Like, oh, Kevin, thank you.
Yeah,
the only time that I couldn't get a hold of him, I panicked, is because you were in church. Otherwise, you always answer though. You know, God's got to forgive you for that one. And it was all okay. It worked out great. But yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, when the adrenaline gets to really flowing, we just, we enjoy it so much. And then once it's taken care of and the person is in position and things are working and so.
Well, and things happen beyond anybody's control. Like that one time somebody stole a car, they hit one of our buses. Like, hey, we didn't hit you, they hit us. And you had to be right there and taking care of things, and you make sure everybody was safe and sound. And you get like a bat signal over there, what's going on? I heard her phone go,
I thought an animal was in here.
It was probably
SOS.
I don't know what was going on.
It's an emergency?
SOS emergency.
I've never heard of that. What's the SOS? Do we have that? Is there a... Uh-oh, is the world coming to an end? What's going on?
Wait,
well, these buses, stat, get them out there.
Everybody getting mad.
Take people to,
is that just you?
Yeah, take people to safety.
It was just me.
Well, that's weird.
I don't know what that was.
Well, you know, even Ed Benning, I was just talking to him. He said his phone, when he was in Florida, got so hot that it said emergency turn off and, like, burned up. And he had to get a new phone. He was without a phone for, like, 4 days. He was panicking because you got to have a phone.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
So be careful if it's in the heat, like in the car or something. Make sure it's not in the heat.
Take
it off. See? I told you were some hot stuff. Look at that. You guys are the best laughs. I love them.
I love it.
Well, thank you for coming in, you guys. I know you're a little nervous about it, but see how easy it was?
It was great.
It's just talking.
Just having a conversation.
I know. Yeah. And now people might want to actually come and work with us, so you might be getting some phone calls to have
that
some people
be
work.
Awesome.
I know. Good. You can always use some more people.
Yep.
Well, awesome. Jay, anything you want to add?
Nope. That's
well,
it.
Sometimes I always want to include you, though, because you sit through. So he does a great job with all the producing over there. So I wanted to include
all
you.
All the equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, guys, any last words? Anything you want to say? Nope. You're
He's
good.
He's nodding
too?
Again.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
And Janet Jackson, anything from you?
with a great team.
We do have a great team. Teamwork makes dream work.
That
and you
is.
Know, and you guys know what MTA stands for, really, right? Mass Transportation Corps. And she's saying, she's reading it. No, it's, man, that's awesome.
Uh-huh. I love it.
I know.
Only you, Stephanie.
Well, I got that from one of the Your Ride drivers. His name is Tom, and he just loved working here, so I got that from him. So I stole it. I'm giving him credit for it, though. Yeah, man, that's awesome. See, I know.
I like that.
Oh, man, they're awesome. There you go.
And there you go. That works, too.
Well, thanks for listening. Listen, every week, because we do this every week, we go out in the community and find something that's, like, beneficial or fun or something you might not know about. So we want to make the community a better place to live, and that's what we have On the Road with the MTA with Jay and Stephanie Kay.
That's right.
Thanks for listening. Jay, if they want to be a guest, what do they do?
Podcast at mtaflint.org. Just send us an email.
Or give me a call. We'll have you on. And thanks for listening.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.